Okay. Now 1:30. For the silent retreat, the schedule is different. The agenda is different. This agenda is supposed to be 1:30 to 4:00. We're supposed to do formal meditation via your usual sitting or lying down or walking and daily mindfulness training via bowing and Dhamma contemplation, reflection and inquiry within the vicinity of the temple area while moving around or while in the standing, sitting or lying down posture. Always be natural. The key thing is natural, and to maintain relaxation of form and mind at all times. So these two are very important. Be natural. Don't try to force your movement. Don't try to do things rigidly. Be natural, then relax and that way. Okay, since just now we didn't finish, so we can take some time to continue. Then maybe your meditation, I think you don't need 2.5 hours. 1.5 hours should be enough for you. Okay. So just now we stop at the fourth way. There is another fifth way that the Buddha talked about. Whenever there is this unwholesome thought or evil roots that is inside you, the Buddha said there are 5 ways to overcome them. You can take a shot. Then, for those who have yet to know about our email group contact, Brother Sui An has written up there, email group. To join, you just email to mykayanamitta-subscribe@yahoogroup.com. Okay, so I can wrap off this one, So always remember, the key to meditation is relax and aware. Actually, you can put in the word naturally relax. That's why just like I say, be natural. So naturally relax. The fifth way, the Buddha also say, if you all these 4 ways that he has taught you also cannot help you, then very bad, is it? You have to do it yourself. That's why just our sister Lian asked me, can I determine? This is a 5th way. You have to do it yourself. Because he's not going to teach you anymore. After this 4, you still cannot, is it? You yourself do it. Means, kaki kao tim. Understand? He said, you must determine. DIY. I thought DIY. I thought my spelling so bad. Determine become DIY. Determine. To abandon. Sorry. This unwholesome thought. How? Anybody know? anh Vi nói, he said, we bang against your palate. How to spell palate? This one, yeah? Oh, that tissue, no. P-A-L-A. Palate. Oh, okay, okay. So this one is P-A-L-A-T-T-E. T-T. One T only, yeah? Luckily, we got one dentist here. He said, with tongue against your palate, you determine to abandon it. Oh, he said, tongue against the palate. Oh. It's not ngao jing, girl. No, when you determine, your tongue against your palate, upper palate, no, not down one. No. Down one is sit on your. Up one means you determine, no. Like you. Like yourself. Then this one, go. Means your tongue is not down there. You determine to do it as well. So with tongue against the palate, you must determine to do it. Because Buddha said, teach you four things so powerful and also don't want to do, also cannot help. Kaki kao tim. So you have to determine, or you have to determine that I must abandon it. How you do is leave it to you. Because you serious about life, you go and do it. Because these four things already very important and very powerful. If you still cannot do, you say, do this. So a lot of commentator put this one in. Yeah. No. I remember I saw the tongue against your palate. Then don't know got what I don't know. Huh? No, not going to. Oh, definitely. That one is correct. But you go and check lah. It's in the commentary. You know, there are some monks who say, how can the Buddha teach like that? He say, this one is mundane way. So some people say the fifth one is not included one, but don't know how it come in. Somebody must have added in. But I think the Buddha did say that. Well, for me also, I will tell you that. If this four tissue also you cannot do, it can come to you. What does it write? Teeth clench, teeth clench, tongue against palate. Okay. Correct. Correct. I remember got this one. So with the teeth, I miss out that one. Sorry. No wonder ngao jing akan. Clench. C-H. C-L-E-N-C-H-E-D. With the teeth clench and tongue against the palate. Determine to abandon. But the Buddha said, ngao jing akan mkau, tongue against the palate. Determined to abandon. Okay. So this one, determined to abandon the whole sutta, you have to use this. With the T. T is T-E-E-C-H. Oh, ayo, my English lousy, you know. TH, yeah. TEETH. Long time didn't use this word. Dentist always remember. With teeth clenched, then tongue against your palate, determined to abandon. Means determined. Oh, press against the palate. Oh. With tongue, press against the palate. Huh? Oh, press, the word. Huh? This one, press. Oh, very small. Okay, press. Easy. Okay, anyway, personally you ask me, I think the Buddha did say that. I think lah, but I'm not there. Because No, this one is no anger one. So you determine, like Sister Lian come and tell me, brother, what if I try, I determine to overcome it. This one I'm not angry, ngao jing, can them want to. This one is no anger, so you determine so to abandon it. But you have to be very, very serious and very determined. Means if your teeth clench, you determine, then tongue press against the palate. Why the tongue must press against the palate? Oh, go like that. Last time they do anapanasati also, I got a teacher say your tongue against the palate, so the saliva don't come out.
No, not
there.
The connect is like a switch. The
connect is slow. Oh, for the chi to flow. Oh, means more adrenaline. more adrenaline. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, no wonder, huh? There are various qigong technique. But more important is, you see, if you are really determined, then you use your mundane way. Understand? Just like people give up smoking, yeah, she asked for example. You give up smoking. Understand? How you give up? There are two types of category. One is don't want to smoke. Yan. One day can. Second day the craving inside start already. Yan. Then force until third day, fourth day, tak boleh tahan already. Then what happened? Then the friend come. Aiyah, what for? Huh? Force yourself miserable. Try one lah. Oh, I tell you, after he take that one, instead of one day one pack, he whack two pack. That type of suppression, worse. Because it didn't root out, understand not? But if you really determine, like my elder brother, my father was like a walking chimney. You know what's a walking chimney, huh? Every type of one. Then my elder brother also follow. I think Joyce also. You last time also walking chimney. Oh, one real walking chimney. And she can give up just like that. You ask her how she do. Well, you have the understanding, you determine, you just give up. And my brother different. My elder brother, he saw my father like that. He also try. Then after that, he also kena hook. Then my father very good. My father stop means stop one. But later on, you know what he smoked? He smoked cigar. He replaced his cigar. He said it's a good quality. Got money, you can try. I said, you still smoke? And I said, then I tell him, okay, like, you like, you go ahead. Nobody is going to stop you. But it's not whether something evil, it's not a drug. And I said, but it can hook you on. And I said, addictive. We have got nicotine. My elder brother is the best. He tried. When people tell him lung can get cancer, he never witnessed one. He only heard about it. So he tried. after about 4 or 5 days, exactly like what I say, the friend come, give him one, he quickly, that one, I tell you, it's like hungry ghost got food. after that one go in, one day he went 2 pack. So, how? Not until later on, he got one classmate, friend, admitted hospital. Also like him, chain smoker. Then within 3 days, he died. Died of lung cancer. The doctor say your lung all black, nicotine all inside there. Then my brother that day come back, no need to yarn, no need anything, straight away never touch that cigarette until today. You see the danger of it. That's why you must be very determined. Wrong thing, don't want to do means don't want to do. Understand? Like a lot of people who are very sincere, dishonest thing they don't want to do. They very determined. Like you want to corrupt them to accept. They don't want to do means they don't want to do. Understand? There are people like that. Because they say, this is against my principle. This is something not right. Because it kills society. Understand? Corruption is a very, very severe, what they call, to everything, actually. It is a, what they call, actually, it costs you a lot of losses. The country suffer like anything. The people also suffer. No, the corruption is a, I forgot, there's an English word. Bring about downfall and all those things. It's very serious. You go and read the paper that wrote about corruption. He explained to you how corruption make your country go to the dogs. Understand? Everything also can count him. So no law, like now, security. The police also involved. So how? Because compromise. A lot of things compromise. Judiciary also compromise. And then we got a situation where there is no real state of law to govern all these things. That's why crime become like that. You look at Singapore, don't have. Last time we also don't have. Our police very good one, very fast. Now, you go and make police report. He laughs some more. Biasa lah ini, hari ini sudah 40 case. Lah that one. Then he tell you, you nasib baik lah, you tak jatuh apa. You hilang wang saja. Lah that one. Last time I got one case, they really cash on. So society become like that. They say everything also cash put in, next day come out. Nothing happened. So when you don't have the moral principle, the guiding principle to live life, the right moral guiding principle to live life, you will become selfish. Then because of selfishness, you will try to do all those things. That's an immoral thing. Because to you is benefit. Understand? Definitely you know it. Bribe is with intention. I teach you an easier way. No need to bribe. I was caught many years ago. You ask my wife, Bukit Mataja, on the way Alostar for New Year. There is a speed trap. 60 only of the speed trap. How not to kena? So after that, the police, Tuan tadi, laju tau. I say, berapa? 80. Limit highway bukan 90. Oh, sini 60 saja. Then after that, I say, so, macam mana? He say, lesson, IC, everything. So, give to him. So, as he want to write, he ask me, too late lah, too late lah. So, I say, sudah salah, too late lah. I say, then he too late. After he too late already, he passed the thing back to me. He said, okay lah, I see, let's say. Then I saw the summon. Ini Bukit Matajam, batu. I say, I duduk PJ tau, tak boleh datang tau. Oh, ini you kena selesai lah. Oh, the word selesai come out lah. So I say, you boleh bantu tak? He say, macam mana bantu? You bantu I bayar, I say, kompau. I bagi you 50, you bayar kasih I. Oh, he straight away say, boleh. I didn't pray. I want you to pay the compound. Then, itu receipt tak payah hantar. You simpan untuk go. 高点。You go and bribe him, and he catch you, turn around and catch you, he get rewarded, no? Understand not? And you will get into someone, no? Understand? You get double charge, no? Traffic offense and corruption. No? Very dangerous, don't do that. But you say bantu, up to him, lah. He cannot bantu, then why? Because it saves your trouble, understand not? But you are not trying to bribe him because you are not giving SSB. I go that compound fine, at least also 100 or sometimes it's 300. But more important is convenient. So actually, end of the day, even let's say, yeah, he doesn't want to help you to pay. But I don't know whether he helped me to pay or he got way of removing that someone. I don't know that one. Because he has written it, understand not? Oh yeah. Oh, they can. No. They can what? Talk one. Ah, they have no question. Oh, that hit in the police station in charge of traffic got the power one. He can reduce one. He can reduce. Maybe reduce to 30 ringgit. So he pocket 30 ringgit. I don't know. I ask you to go. Oh, okay. But that one is practical way. Huh? Okay, coming back to this one. Yeah? Yes. Buddha's rumor. Oh, humor. Yeah, could be. Oh, his humor. Oh, miss. He want to tell you, this four also cannot heal, cultivate yourself. But this one, it does work for people who has a lot of determination. Like I just now give you an example. If against his principle, he really, really won't do it. And they're very determined. Then certain people, if they know it has effect on something, they will not do it. But a lot of people compromise because they greedy for the bribe and the money. Yes or not? So this one depends on your conscience. Yes or not? If you have good conscience, you determine, sure work on. Yes or not? Yeah. But against normal sensual desire, ill will and all these things, you use this to me, not much effect. Because you need wisdom to clear this one. This one is an anger, it's an emotion. It's not something you can do about you. You react to you. Like the sense one, if she determined, can. The sister Lian. If she determined to, like, not to react to it. Because now she said she know already. What for want to arise anger? No point. My life, I decide how I want to feel. And then, he determined, can. But this one doesn't make her angry, doesn't make her emotional. It's just like she developed a type of habit, headache, that he don't like. But if she determined, then she can do it. It's just like people drop cigarette and all things. Determined, it can go. Then, like drug addict, very difficult to drop one. No, once you are addict, even if you go rehabilitation, after a while you go back on. So there are some very small number who determine and really kick the habit. That's not. But very rare that one. That one he see really very, very stupid to get involved in drug. Because it not only cause himself suffering, no, the whole family all affected, no. That's not. Because how are your parents going to like have peace and accept you as what you have done? So let's say suddenly police catch, then you have to go to police station. They realize the charge is drug. Then he himself is a drug addict, got to send to rehabilitation. tell you your parents, unless they got the Dhamma, suffer like anything else. Then after that, their whole family is affected. Then not only you affect so many people. Then after they have a chance to come out, let's say they didn't get death sentence, somehow lucky, then given a chance, they will never do it again. Most of them can do that. Because they didn't know that it's so serious until they are involved. Understand? And a lot of people is like that. They don't know how serious their crime is. Like, a lot of this, they call MULE, M-U-L-E. Drug carrier. But the MULE doesn't know he carry drug. Because they pay for your trip. They get this handsome guy, then come and befriend with you. Then after befriend, I say, you want to go for tour or not? I can take you. We fly there. You think boyfriend, girlfriend, okay, go. First time, didn't carry anything. Then after that, you happy already. Then another trip, you follow again. This time, they put things inside you. And you don't know. And a lot after a few trips, then come back some more got money. So all these societies ill, I-L-L. So if you have the what they call good karma, you won't get involved because you don't do this. Understand? But if let's say last time, past life, you are the one that do this, means you get somebody to do the what they call drug trafficking, understand? Means you cause him to traffic, understand? Then anything go wrong, this guy kena, the mule kena, understand? But this guy got no evidence, understand? You cannot catch him. But it doesn't free him there. Future life got condition, another drug trafficker will ask him to be the mule to traffic the, then he kena back. That is what karma is all about, understand? So you reap what you sow. You don't go and think, wow, you're very clever. Get people to do. The reward is you. Anything wrong, that guy. And this one is drug. It's death sentence. Very dangerous. So a lot of people, because they don't know, they get involved in entangle. Once entangle, let's say they're lucky, the court case come out, somehow they're able to win, lessen the sentence. After that, they dare not do it, I tell you. Most of them did not do it. But they don't know the seriousness. And a lot of these are 20 years ago, girls. Malaysians are more. It's very common in the paper. Because they like Malaysian. Because Malaysian last time, you cross country with your passport. They trust you and they just clear for you. But now Malaysian, they check you inside out. Now Malaysian only, computer all check. No matter, my son last time, first time, he graduated already. But he alone go to Australia. After he finished his exam, I promised him, I said, he study local, didn't go overseas. So I gave him a sum of money for not going overseas. I said, then after that, I said, you want to go over to Australia, see your classmate friends, see how the overseas university, oh, you go. Well, then I pay for everything. He bought a one-month ticket. He was at the airport. He didn't tell her until he came back. He said, the custom and the immigration, they check him for, don't know how much. He almost missed his flight. He said, where you go? Australia. Do what? See friend. Well, he's not studying there. He got no visa. Everything also do that. That's so young. I think on the, what they call, suspect list must be the highest, is it? They check his luggage, everything. He was interrogated. No, on the way to fly. That side also kena. That side also kena. Australia also kena. That's why you sometimes if you don't have student visa, your children want to travel overseas, make sure it's 21 and above. Below 21, very dangerous.
She was stopped because she's not married.
Married one can go. Yeah. They really check you out. So sometimes you travel, you got to be careful. You go with a unmarried young man or young adult or young lady. You have to be careful. Oh, no problem. If parents follow you, no problem. Parents follow you, no problem. If they alone, they really, really check you out. We have a lot of this drug traffic one is this type of people.
From a reliable source, the mules are always the deception.
Yeah.
The main one will go on.
Yes. It's not distraction. Purposely like that one. Purposely like that one. They got arrangement. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Ayo. Visa. Ayo, they cancel. Oh, not that. Because you're not married. Oh, Muslim country. Oh, Morocco. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once you enter a Muslim country. Yeah. Could be possible. Okay. Any other report or question? Yes. Their mind is there. I will still give you 1.5 hours. We stop at 2:30. 2:30. So you 2:30 to 4 o'clock. You got 1.5 hours to meditate. Yeah.
Okay. One of my sharing is also regarding yesterday night. It is like a continuation of my ghost the first night. Remember that sharing I had. Yesterday night, because all of us sleep quite early and we were quite silent, so I, as usual, I'm the last one to sleep. So when I was about to sleep, and I told myself this time, okay, no more chanting, no more chanting the MP3. I said, I'm just going to try out another method of meditation. So again, when I was about to sleep, lie down, I have this vibration again at the side. And then I heard something, it's like, not again, I say. Then there was a little element of fear, but the next thing that I did was, here you are again. Okay, I'm just going to watch you, come and watch you go, and I'm going to see what happened when you really disappear. And the next thing I know is slowly it went off, and then nothing at all. But there was this very faint
vibration.
I don't know how to explain to you, but it's something like that. And the next thing I told myself is, this is actually an experience that I may have had or a thought that is from my past memory.
Oh, that's how you feel.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Okay, and the way to really
overcome it
because at that moment I remember during my 20s and in my early 30s, I used to have very terrible dreams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Every night without fail.
Yeah.
So this is actually sub soy lah in a way.
Yeah.
You know. So I use that as a experience to tell myself, that if I let this take over me, I'll never get over it.
Mm.
So what I did was I again watch it come and go, watch it come and go, watch it come and go, until it finally disappeared.
Mm,
and
okay.
I had a good sleep.
Good, good.
I don't have any question.
I know. You got any question from
no,
there?
This is related to this morning
when
I was sitting
here again. Ah, yes, okay.
Yeah. As I was coming in, because I was a little bit tired, so I said, shall I sit and meditate here? I may snore, you know. I think people is going to look at me. What's Joycelyn doing, you know? Snoring and sitting. I said, never mind. I'm just going to do it. That's it, you know. I will flow an accord with it and see how it goes. Because I've never really tried that one. So as I was doing my first sitting, and maybe because we were a bit silent yesterday night. The whole day yesterday. And this morning I got up, it was like quite good. I was very calm. And as I go into my meditation, suddenly it's very quiet. Even inside my heart and my everything. I can feel my feet, everything. I'm aware of everything. And then suddenly it's like very peaceful and very blissful. Then suddenly...
Ah, very good. You hear that.
Yeah.
Then very good.
The instant I can... Oh my God.
No need to worry. That is
yeah,
that's
because the first instant that comes.
You can hear your own snoring. Means you are aware. I already told you, when you are aware and silent, any of the sense though, upon contact, sure arise conscious. Ah, that hearing initially was just pure conscious. But the moment she become aware and perceive it, she wide awake already. Because she never sleep. That's not. A person who sleep cannot hear his or her own snoring. Where you are in the unconscious, you have to relax and aware and silent. Then when you want to snore, you can hear your own snoring. But because you are aware, the moment it snores, the awareness there, so it cannot snore a second time. The one snore non-stop one, you know, already in heaven, dreaming or whatever. But the one sound one, you be careful. That one is aware. It's like very relaxed, like very tired. Well, as you want to go into the complete relaxed state to rest, you very tired on us. But you consciously make yourself relax, you're not tired on. Means you're aware inside. You're very relaxed. That's why you can hear your own snoring. Then later on, as you stabilize all this, not only you can go and hear your own song, you can go into the sleep. That consciousness and the awareness, two different. The awareness ever there. Then that consciousness, the unconscious try to do what? Try to create dream or what? You know what? Every movement you know what? Then when you wake up, like you didn't sleep. From the awareness to the last thought, the thing that is moving, when your awareness is there, the thing that you do, the subconscious, sometimes is from memory, from whatever conditioning and all that, you want to release out and all that. The subconscious want to release out to achieve a state of harmony or balance, understand not? Krishnamurti used this word, your brain, because in the daytime, you don't know how to live life, you live a disorderly life, understand not? You know what is disorder, not following nature's laws, order. So you got a lot of attachment and all things craving. So in order to correct this disorder, the brain cannot do when you keep on thinking. When you are busy here, busy there, heedless, worry, fear, the brain cannot do anything. That's why you actually torture the brain. The only time for the body to repair is when you sleep. So all these dream, nightmare, and all this is your subconscious release from the brain. Otherwise, you already tanyong rambutan kuku already. That's why the sleep, the rest, allow this to be released. But some, because your phobia and your attachment is so deep, it keep on coming, release and release and release, also cannot stop. I remember the very easy example or very mild one is, all those university students sure know. after graduate, so many years, still dream, belum pass exam. you in the dream are like, your exam not clear yet, or how? then like Sister Lian, not ready. Why? Because that time you got that phobia, they say exam fever. But I check around, most people got one. Because somehow, even you very good student, you very confident, you also have it. Because there is this like, because I came from Alastair, my father is, I depend on scholarship or state loan. And I know my father got 9 children, not easy to afford my education. So I'm very scared of what, my fear came from what. If I fail 1 year, then if I refer and fail, I repeat, the scholarship withdrawn or the loan withdrawn. Then I kick out. That fear also become what it is inside. That's why after I graduate, I also got that type of dream as well. Not until after I understood the whole thing. Then after that, until today, none. Since about 20, 30 years ago until now, no more. It cannot arise anymore. That's why all this, you can see them. You can see how. Then the awareness can go in. Because when you connect to the inner nature, the awareness is there. Then the subconscious mind is the byproduct of the true mind. The subconscious release from the brain and all that. You can see on how it creates dream and how it moves. But because you are aware, all these are like slow down. Because you got very little. When you can do that, you already very, very advanced in your meditation, I tell you. Means you are near to 24 hours or almost 24 hours already. Because I can go into my dream and become aware, my sleep, not dream. Then I can see my body, the whole thing rests there. The snoring, you can. Then the time I don't interfere. You remember I told you, like a dead person. That's how I found out all these things. I didn't interfere. Crawl. Because it's relaxed. Then after that, the subconscious, this one more, that one more. Then very slow. Then even when I want to wake up, that same thought from inside while I sleep, I just like normal day like that continue. For you, there is a gap one. Then not only that, the face, very fresh, exactly like before I sleep. The hair also, no movement. That time, I like a perfect person, I tell you. And that was 28 years ago. That's why a lot of things about meditation, book also don't write. So these are the things that can happen. What Joyce went through is a initial first stage. That's why I say when you allow it to be, you continue to be silent. That's it, relax. The key is silent and relax. Don't force. Don't suppress this word. Means don't force the meditation, don't suppress the meditation. Careful.
I haven't finished yet.
Okay.
Actually,
yeah, you continue. No. Brother T want to ask a question. You first.
Actually, when I went into the meditation this morning, it was quite a very beautiful experience for me. Actually, this is one of my first experience of a very gradually going into a meditative state. Actually, beautiful part is this, when I put my head down, I wanted to rest, and I put my head down, I can feel, I'm aware of my whole head coming down.
Good.
Every movement, my hair fall into my face.
Good.
I get into my nose.
That is
get
a
into
deep,
my
that
mouth.
Is a deep, that is
you know,
a
because
deep,
I didn't tie my hair up this morning.
Sadam,
and then when I go down, the first snore came. Actually, I'm aware of the coming of the snore.
Yes.
I didn't stop it there. And I let it come. Snore. But the first instant that came in, I'm sure three will hear this. Something like that. But I didn't let that disturb me. Neither do I. I just aware that you will be aware of it.
Then you just silent inside, like you're sleeping, but aware. Then you go and talk, she hear.
Yeah, I think we had about half an hour this morning, right?
Yeah.
So normally my morning is the worst, yeah. But this morning, I actually know Brother Teo moving around.
Yeah, yeah.
And when Brother Teo came and sit down, I had my second snore.
Yeah.
I don't know whether anyone heard me or not. My second snore. And it came again. I could see it coming.
Yeah.
And then when it came, I know Brother Teo came in.
Yeah. Sit down. Yeah. Because there is the awareness, the clarity inside there. I don't know. That's why this type of sati, where got book right one? I don't know. You read any book or not? This type of sati. Have you read any book? Don't have one. I don't know. Then this is sleeping meditation. Snoring meditation. No, it's not sleeping or snoring. It's awareness within that state. That's why when you are aware, the awareness which is your nature is capable of knowing a lot of things. That's why the mind that is heedful and aware can insight into phenomena, can understand how your body functions, how your brain functions, how consciousness come to be, and how you stir your mind and all those things. Everything very clear. Okay.
When Brother Teo came down and sit down, I half opened my eyes with full awareness of opening my eyes, and I saw Brother Teo sit down very slowly, take
very
out
good.
The bell.
Yeah. Then ring.
Ding.
I think very softly. Well, I don't want to disturb you all. But sometimes you are not around, I think very loud, so that you can hear me on the hilltop. Very good.
And this morning one was really good experience for
me. You remember what she described, when the head like slowly come down. Yes, she somehow meditation, her head like that. Understand? I've seen it many times, but it's natural to her. Understand? Then, as the head come down, when you are mindful, it's like slow motion. Then you fully aware. No sound. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Like that. Very small, like a flow. Every moment of your mind, the awareness with this moment. Then like everything is magnified. Then when the hair come, how the tactile consciousness arise also magnified, very sensitive. But the awareness inside is fully aware of all these things. That's the real sati. Then when you sit, sometimes, let's say you don't bend or what, you sit. When you are in sati, you know what, all of a sudden, the mind become very still, very silent. Then like a background stillness. Then like Ingby can hear all the chipping and everything. But next time don't hear. Don't try to hear too much. Initially you can try. Experience, very loud. You say chipping. You hear. Then what you do is you just silent everything and stay in the heart. You know what happened? This is to stabilize and make the awareness more refined, so that your mind enters sati. Don't be excited by all those ability to hear all these things. Because that one is still one stage before this mind enters sati. So you just silent everything. Like everything becomes subtle already, you silent everything. Then when you silent everything, you know what happened. This mind enters sati. Then when you enter sati, let's say your backbone, because after you sit long, you want to straighten it up, isn't it? Understand? Most of you will have done that before. You will be very surprised when you do that. I tell you, like the whole thing magnify or no? The movement, no? No sound, but no sound. The whole awareness, every little movement is magnified or no? Like the whole thing, you understand what is going on. Then until reach that. And the continuity of the awareness, non-stop one, means mind and that movement of the kaya together. That is the real kaya nupasana. If you cannot reach that stage, you still don't have a stable, refined sati. And then after that, not long, this sati is very different. You can carry into daily life, but you got to train. Your daily life, your senses are all active. Understand? In the retreat, not active, very easy. Retreat also you cannot do. You want to learn to see, be mindful. You are actually lying to yourself. No point. But if retreat you can do, then you can make it stable. Then you have to slowly from the retreat, go into the four posture, daily life. Da, da. Then if four posture can connect already, then connect the connecting activity between standing, sitting, walking, and lying down. But you are either in any of these posture or from one posture to another posture. Da, da. Means the connecting activity. Understand? That's how you progress. Understand? If formal meditation you also cannot develop the stable sati, then how can you do in the daily life? Understand? Not? Then you try to listen to, wow, brother, you say, see things as they are, no thought, don't perceive, I don't feel, I don't react. Cannot, well, understand? Not? That one is all trying to be in sati when you are not having a mind that is in sati. That's why I say you have to do, understand? Not? You do until the sati come, you will know one, like she will know one. Everything slow down. Everything. It's not the movement slow down. No. It's the awareness that is aware of this. Like everything is so clear, like moving slow motion. No. But it's not slow motion. No. You are still moving exactly the same rate. But because the continuity of mindfulness and awareness, you're aware of all these things. That's why when I walk, that mindfulness is continuing, my whole body like that one. That's why during that time when I walk, I say, where got all those things, nothing, intention, all? Don't have one, I say. When I walk, when I'm mindful, my body and mind as one. And I can walk at whatever pace, fast or slow, also I aware, also together with that one. And then I realize, a lot of people say it's theory, understand? They didn't do it and they didn't realize it and they go and teach you how to do. Understand? Means method and technique come down from one pass to another improve on it, pass to another, improve on it, and they use what to improve? Their own knowledge and understanding. Yet they haven't penetrated. If they penetrate, they won't do one. Understand? Very easy to find out one. Daily life, you check, not like that one. Understand? When you walk, do you got intention to walk? Don't have. Understand? Why you walk? Because after I ring the bell, I need to come out with that. I very got intention to come out. Understand? So I need to come out, I need to pay respect. So I pay. After pay respect, I stand up, I walk. Understand? And then I decide where to go. Understand? I don't have intention to walk now. But I decide where to go. I want to go to the toilet, I walk to the toilet. Understand? Then I fully aware. Understand? I want to go to my room, I go to my room. I need to see Sui An to get the key, I go. Understand? This reality and what you all perceive is two different things. No? You think everything also must have been the intention. Then you check real life. You see, no, you see, people are free to come out with whatever understanding they have, understand? They write based on their understanding. So there is no right, no wrong, understand?
But
she's
supposed to be aware.
That's why you use the very good word. You use a very good word. He is supposed. You yourself also use that word, understand?
Only
Correct. So you have to find out. You have to read with understanding and check and investigate and so on. Because no point trying to believe because he's so famous. He go all over the world and teach. If based on that criteria, you chase after a teacher, then it's very dangerous. But if you can get hold of his teaching, then you practice and you cultivate and you investigate. If you stand up to investigation, then that is the real teacher. Then you go and listen. Then you go and find out. If it really is the truth, he will stand up to investigation. Just like vichana, pachetang. The Dhamma is pachetang. Can be realized by the wise each for themselves. So this one, if it's the truth, Ehi Pasiko, you will stand up to investigation too. Then you will know whether this is the way or not. So a lot of people ask me the same question. I think that day lunch, Puan Chi asked me the same question. You mean all these great master, famous monk, all they don't understand? Thought-based meditation and all that? I say, you have to find out, understand? Because why are we so surprised, like lay people? Like Guan Ji. Finally explain to her, she understand. Because you look at the form, understand? You look at the form. They all monks, or master, with rope, understand? Don't tell me they don't understand. They full time, you know. Understand? Very logical, isn't it? Understand? But it's not the rope, no. It's the heart that cultivate, no. Understand? During the Buddha's time, also same, no. There was one layman, Citta. You heard of Citta? Huh? He is the foremost Buddha priest lay person. He was that time an anagami. He was way beyond a lot of Sangha members. Then finally, he also became Arahant. Yeah. But he is very unique one. He still chose to be a lay person. And you read his story. He is so wise until the Buddha praised him. No? When the monk asked him question, then I think Citta, I think he must have answered before. Because the Buddha gave a like a reader, no? You know, as a reader, R-I-D-D-L-E. Oh, very difficult to understand, no? But Citta can explain the whole thing, no? The monk at that time, they cannot explain, no? Then the Buddha praised him. Yes, he said, you all should cultivate like him. So it's not what you wear. If you judge a person by the external form, then you are going to miss out on the actual thing. Because the actual thing is inside. You have to investigate what he say and what he do, understand, no? And then if you have the faith, you try what he teach you, understand? So sometimes the Sangha also very good, understand? But you must get the right one, understand? Yeah. That one is one of the skillful means, understand? It's the skillful means. No, it's okay. What Mifong asks is good, because you see, a lot of people, as you all go through, you know, we are not commenting whether that system is good or bad, right or wrong. What I'm trying to point out to you is the reality I found out is like that, not like that. Understand? So what people do, if they understand, that's why I say you must meditate with understanding, then no harm. But if they don't understand, what happened? They think every time meditate must do that. Note. If I don't note, I'm not meditating. Not note. Rising, falling, not meditating. But what is rising, falling? It is just a technique, a method with a series instruction to do things. And every word needs interpretation. Asana. So how? 100 people do, 100 people also different. Then if you're so gullible, every time you think you do, then only there is vipassana. Then you're wrong. Because all this method and technique, the Buddha already explained. They are skillful means to train the mind. Asana. Initially, like anapanasati, is mindfulness of in and out breath to train mindfulness. After that, stabilize it and do four posture, daily mindfulness. Like that, very clearly in the sutta, but nobody want to know. They say, you note, and that's all. Then they become so gullible. Every time they don't sit and note the rising falling, they are not doing vipassana. Understand? And then you end up how? That is the danger. Not to say right or wrong, nothing to do. But you don't understand what you do. You do meditation without understanding. Then you become gullible. But let's say you understand. Then it's totally different, like Mifong said. Initially, it's a skillful mean to labor because the mind runs so fast, understand? Like the breathing. Sometimes people also use count 1 to 10. Understand? The Buddha also never teach count 1 to 10. But people add it in. You don't count, the mind runs off. Understand? So they think, if I count, I will stay with the breath. The moment you count, the word is there. How can you be aware? You can only either perceive the word, or you are with the breath. People don't understand. So, all this, initially you say, nothing is the initial phase. If you understand, then okay. Then they say, finally is to be dropped. Now they agree already. Finally, no need to note. Finally need to be dropped. If finally need to be dropped, then why go and waste your time learning all those things? Understand? And habits are very difficult to kick. Understand? After you have been noting for so long, suddenly say, don't note. Cannot note. must drop that idea. So what happened? The thought create another dropping. Another, the thought create another. I'm not noting already. You see, I just aware. But the thought aware of that thought. Understand? The moment you don't understand what is the deed, you cannot do it. I tell you. Just like that day, I think, oh, yesterday, Bangkok. Bangkok was asking me, what is sati? He find it very difficult to understand. That's how. I say, if you don't get the definition right, you cannot do one. You cannot do something that you don't understand. Correct? Or? That one, agree or not? That's the one. Yeah. So I say, you check my note, and every time I speak, sati is what? Awareness before the knowing. Understand or not? Very clear. Aware before the knowing. Knowing is what? Perception come out. The thought come out. Labeling and all those things. And then you don't see reality. You don't see things. As a, you see things based on words. Based on concept. Based on label. Understand or not? You don't see the reality. But he cannot understand. No. He said, I can see. He said, I see. But no reaction on it. I said, don't try to be aware like that. If like that, you should die one. Asana. When you are in the meditation, you just walk until body and mind as one. Then sati will come. Then you will know like what Joyce went through. And then during that time, the awareness can be aware of the snoring, of all the movement, of all the vibration. Like I say, put at the heart, put everywhere. Every part he can be aware. And that is sati. And when you have sati that time, when you aware, there is no word. But if he wants to come out and describe to you and talk to you, then he has to use word. Understand? Understand? To live life, you have to use word. Understand? When you train, you just develop the silent mind to be in sati, so it is stable and you can insight into phenomena. Understand? But when you go out and drive car, you don't go and see things as they are. Understand? I tell you, everything will become haywalk. Understand? When you driving means what? You are in life. Understand? You have awareness, yes. And this awareness can move very far. But you have to perceive. Understand? Otherwise, you cannot live. Understand? And you have to know a lot of things. And a lot of this knowing is perception. But this perception is different from the heedless one. The heedless one perceives a thing. Understand? And sometimes you drive the heedless one. As he drives, the thought comes. Then suddenly break. Understand? Then suddenly the car in front break. You were lost in thought. Understand? Then your eyes suddenly see that you break like anything. You were preoccupied with some thinking. But if you are aware, silent, that can slow down, you will know. That is daily life, sati, using the mind to perceive and to be aware. Aware and perceive. But you meditate, you don't have to do that. You meditate, you just do until your body and mind is one, where you are in a controlled environment. Then when you stabilize this in the meditation, formal meditation, then only you go into life. When you go into life, the Buddha said, start with four posture. Understand? This is very basic. If four posture you cannot do, how are you going to do all the action and movement, the connecting activity? Understand? That's why I say you train at home. Then you train while you go into the car. Then you train while in the office. And then later on, you're skillful, stable already. And then you can train when you interact with people. Then you can train after that while you're driving car. Understand? Now driving car, I already master the skill because I can be aware and I can perceive, but I don't think. Understand? Then I will know how to respond. Understand? But sometimes if I'm thinking of something as I drive, then I lost certain amount of awareness. Understand? Then sometimes you're habitual, like you drive to a certain place. Every time you drive there, one, yeah. Correct? So it's like auto drive. You go there, junction, and turn here already. Then sometimes my wife also say, we go there and eat. Then after that, I turn out. Then he say, why we go here? Ayo, habit. That's how it goes. Because my mind cannot retain what was spoken. We say, go there and eat. If I don't remind myself as I drive, my mind completely lost that memory. And then after that, we go there and eat. There we go. Understand? So, real life is different. Understand? It's not like what people think. Understand? So, in a retreat, you can do it. Because you can be continuously mindful. In a formal meditation, you can fully aware, no word, no thought, nothing. So the difference between daily mindfulness and the formal sitting is, daily mindfulness, you have to arise because your senses are active. When your senses are active, you have to perceive, understand not? But when you perceive, it's finished already, understand not? Unless you need it to live life, understand not? You perceive already, you need to develop understanding, then you reflect, you contemplate. I can, understand not? But you don't think anymore, understand not? Most of the time you are quiet, you are silent. Then you can see. Because you are silent, every movement, you can pick it up one. But you can only be aware one thing at a time, understand? But it's very fast, understand? Understand? So when you are aware of this, you cannot be aware of other things, understand? So don't try to think like, you aware means you can remember everything. Nothing to do with real memory, understand? Awareness of that particular phenomena will allow you to have what they call the ability to recollect or remember. Because your mind is aware. The memory actually can know. Understand not? Because you have, like I take my purse, I want to make sure where it is. I will put my hand in, I'm fully aware, then I take the purse out, I see the whole thing. Then where I put that drawer or that bed or where. After that, I will recall on. If I want to look for my purse, I just check back the mindfulness. And then I know. I will tell my wife, upstairs, where the key? Or my purse? Which pocket? And all that. Definitely correct. Yes, Pamas.
Hello?
You all feel hot or not? You didn't feel hot?
Just nice.
Oh, just nice. Maybe I talk too much. I feel hot now. Oh, you all take off already. Okay, I better take off. I saw me folks still didn't take off.
Brother Teo, just now you were saying like we can only aware one thing at a time. Like this morning I was up there, when I look at the mountain, it was like a picture. I'm just aware that, you know. And then after that, it's sort of like the hearing consciousness. It's like when I'm aware of the sound coming in, I cannot
within that split second, that moment, yes. You can only be aware of one thing.
Yes, only one. It's just like it switched between seeing and
hearing.
Very fast.
Because our six senses operate together. Then your mindfulness can follow. No matter how fast it can follow. Understand? It's like you multitask. But actually, no. Every of the awareness is actually that moment, that instant.
It's just like switching, but very fast.
Correct. Because the awareness,
hearing and
the
seeing.
Awareness can see, you know how fast or not. Thought is nothing. Thought is matter. The highest speed of thought is speed of light. But awareness can travel faster than speed of light. You know how fast awareness is. That's why different.
But then as I walk down the staircase, when I'm aware of my kaya, my steps,
very good.
I think that after I reach down the stairs, I think I lost my sati already because there were people very noisy and they were talking.
Correct.
And then I start that when they talk,
the meaning
of the words coming
in.
You
start to like want to comment.
Yes, it's just
very good.
Noisy.
Don't worry. Initially, it's like that. That's why when you are silent up there, contemplating like what you go through, because there is sati, there is silent. Then you can, like the whole of nature, you can see. Not really a picture. You see quite a lot of things, but you didn't focus. It's a general awareness.
And then it's just like we are inside.
Correct. It's like one with you, the whole thing. Understand? Because your mind, your consciousness, your awareness is like one with the thing. Then just like see an experience. Then suddenly you want to know something, zoop, the thing zoop down there. Understand? Means the whole spacious awareness is gone, choke into a thought. Understand?
Yeah,
and then you
like
perceive, then you think. That is how it happened.
It's just a hearing when the ambulance sound.
Correct.
Then
correct.
Because it was very
Yes. Good. That's why you must do this silent contemplation. Then you know what sati is. Otherwise, you only go and think. Understand? like swimming. Never go down and swim. Every day talk about swimming. Wow, like that one. When you freestyle like that. When you butterfly like that. Or when you float like that. You don't want to go in and try, no, but keep on asking questions. No. Then you think, oh, you think you know. Then you say, if I see like that, same as a tea or not. Oh, like that, you should die on us. Means you don't want to try. You don't want to train. You don't want to develop it. When you develop it already, you answer your own question. Understand? Last time I remember, Chui they all, Yun Chan also. Yun Chan last time a lot of questions. After a while, understood already, no more questions. Before that, a lot of questions. But what you go through is very good. Very good. Very good. Sadhu to you. Ah, yes. Ah, Tay, Brother Tay, sorry. I forgot. I promised him. Yeah, sorry.
Just that when we are mindful, yeah, having sati there, and being able to momentarily aware of our snoring.
Yes.
Is it that we are aware of this snoring internal vibration? Or is it that when this happens...
It's a hearing consciousness. Because when snore, this sound that come out from the vibration of that effect of that snoring, hit the eardrum.
I see.
Then it arises consciousness. When you have awareness, you will hear it on. That whole thing is a consciousness. But when you aware and want to perceive, you become conscious, no more aware, you come out of it and become conscious, then you perceive snoring. Understand? Before that, no word one. Understand? That whole thing, that so-called crawl, the word not there one. Understand? But the awareness of that phenomena, mind and phenomena as one. Understand? But the moment the awareness become the conscious mind, then snoring. Then okay. Like Joy said, mind say, next door may hear. All this come out already. Understand? But because she is already in that sati state, that conscious moment when he arrives, he can just stop it and go back, understand, to awareness. The moment he's silent, all this comment finish. All this word, concept finish. Understand?
So at that moment of...
There is no word one.
At that moment of awareness of this vibration.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
At the very moment of this vibration. Okay.
Yes.
So is it an internal vibration being aware by something, or externally others can hear it?
Your eardrum receives the thing. Upon contact, consciousness come to be. You remember the physics experiment? So the awareness is conscious of this. Understand? So in the seeing, is only the seeing conscious. So in the hearing, is only hearing conscious. No one to hear yet. But because you are so habitual, so used to reacting and connecting to become conscious very fast, that's why you hardly aware. Even you can hear, it's a little bit of awareness, understand? But you didn't really hear the thing without the word. You straight away hear. Sometimes you kanchong, understand? Well, you don't know what this is. You hear very lightly, a little bit only at the end there. This one, the whole thing, as the air come out, the vibration hit the eardrum, then how it create the conscious sound, the hearing conscious, the whole thing, no word, although you say, means that whole vibration come out, the awareness with it. There is no one, no word. But when you want to become conscious, you label it. Snoring. Then go back to the heart. Then you silent again. And then you aware again. Then aware become conscious. Aware become conscious. But if you can maintain the awareness, very hardly conscious. Most of the time you just aware. Like when I see something, the phenomena and the mind is one. That's why it hardly any thought. But I need to live thought. I need to arise thought. I need to use thought. Otherwise I cannot function as a human being. But this form and mind function via thought. Understand? But the awareness connected to the nature can allow this form and mind to understand what is going on. See things as they are. Before the thought interfere. Understand? Before the thought create the egoic sakayaditi. Understand? Can follow? Yes. Jay.
It's so nice to hear all the things as they are.
I think it's so wonderful, but when it comes to real life practice, in daily life, I got a big F last night. You know, last night I wanted to report to you. You asked us about walking meditation, so I was doing that. And I did 20 minutes sitting, and then about 25 minutes out there, walking quite fast up and down. And then I stopped by that window. I really didn't have any sort of...
Oh, very good.
Looking out spaciously, just being aware. And in that moment, there were three things. I mean, one following the other.
I know.
First was, you know, I used to tell you that my body vibrates. Mm-hmm. The heart was going like this.
Mm.
And after that, I looked at my feet. It was swaying like this. And then after that, I stopped that. I still looked. I didn't know what I was looking at.
It's okay, you got any question?
Yes, the point is, suddenly, it's as though the temple moved.
You perceive the temple building more.
I didn't think about it. It's just that...
No. You experience as a perception or what?
I was just aware. I just thought...
You're aware of the building more?
No.
Cannot be.
A little bit, not all. You see the pillars.
But never mind. More importantly, what is your question?
Maybe this is the mind in motion, like we were discussing this.
Oh, no.
Maybe
I explain to you. I explain to you. Any more question?
The point is, if it's coming to me that anicca, that nothing is real.
Oh, don't try to interpret during that time.
Last night I was thinking, and this morning I was thinking about what is it?
Okay, you want to understand.
When I looked at it, if it's showing me that, how come I can't practice it like this morning when Ian was talking about all this? I was so lost. I didn't know how to apply it.
Never mind. That's why you say you have an F. Understand? F means fail. Not fainted. No. You know what happened? I already told you. You walk. Don't try to know. Your problem is you try to know. You try to say, is this a sati or is this the thought moving on? When you try to know, your thought has this craving to know. That is not really able to go into sati. You just walk. When you are in sati, you will experience like suyan, just the hand and the body as one. Then like everything connected one, graceful one, little or no break. Only when you stop, then break, then you want to get it back. If you have not stabilized it, not. But if you have stabilized it, anytime, anywhere, you can get it back. That's why, Chuy, listen. The criteria is whether you have this awareness or not, continuous one that you can feel. If you can't even feel, that means you are not there. Cannot be. If you got, you won't describe like that one.
It's only when I stop that I describe.
It's the same. Even when you stop, if you really have full awareness, you cannot be aware of a moving building. Building is already a word, a concept. You can only, that mind that is aware, just have a general awareness, understand? Then no specific. But if you want to see with detail, then you scan, understand? With the awareness, you scan. Yeah, every part you scan, it becomes clear, understand? Because the awareness is there. Like Suyan say, put the awareness there. We didn't form thought yet. The awareness you can scan. If I want to aware of this particular spot, this particular area, this particular phenomenon, then my awareness go there. I mean, it's not a general awareness. It's a specific awareness. And then it can flow. It can move.
Then ask us this question. Many years ago, when I was in SJBA having a retreat with Bante Nyanyaramsi's boss, Jamni Saido. I was doing mindfulness without understanding the word. And it's pretty much like what I went through, but this time it's just the floor sinking. Just only one part, you know? Just as though it was sliding. Because
Mindfulness got nothing to do with all these things.
No, but is it because the mind is playing a trick
on
us?
That one you have to ask yourself, because...
How
I cannot know.
We are
so many years ago when you do it, you had to find out yourself.
It's the same kind of thing that is going
correct.
On.
Correct. But what I can tell you is, it's not sati anymore. Understand? It's how your mind experiences something and feels something. It's not an awareness. And awareness got no such thing on. Floor sinking, building moving, no such thing on. Understand?
Well, Am I deluded? That's what
no,
I'm trying to say.
No, it's because you listen properly. Don't try to know. Asa, do until the sati come. You answer your own question. Asa no. You walk until the sati, the continuous awareness, the moment you experience it, like what Joyce, Suyan, and some of them got it, Pamasuri. Then you understand. Asa no. Otherwise, you keep on asking all this. 10 over years ago, also asked. Huh? Then yesterday, I cannot understand, also asked. Because your thought tell you, you got a big F. Understand? Then stay with that. Understand? Fail. Do some more. Become aware. Understand? So, awareness will come. Don't worry, Chui. Be patient. You have improved a lot. You have changed a lot. Your views and understanding has straightened quite a bit. But you need to do the daily mindfulness. The moment the daily mindfulness come, you Dhamma door open, you move to another Dhamma door. But when daily mindfulness don't come, that Dhamma door forever mysterious. Then you ask, is this sati? What I experience like that? Floor sinking sati, building moving sati. If you ask me, I can tell you 100% not, because I never experienced all those things. Awareness is just aware of the reality. No word, nothing. No movement, nothing. Just then one with everything. Can follow?
I was aware of it.
Ah, that word very good. The word very good. I thought. The thought thing, he is aware. Correct. Fair enough. But you already confirmed that you're not sure. Understand? But the Dhamma is pachitang. Understand? Means what? Definitely not the thing lah. Understand? Very good. I am still thinking about it. So the thought, want to know, the thought say, I am right. You are right. According to your thought. But don't worry, Chui. Forget about all this. You are not alone. Brother Kang, Mr. Kang also same with you. Understand? A lot of people also like that. Understand? It's not easy to understand. I don't expect you to overnight understand. Even some of the Kaya Mita follow me how long? You ask before, I say, only recently she come to understand me. So yeah. That time just cannot. Understand? Like she told me just now lunchtime. First time she realized what that silent mind is. There was so much joy. And then first time she can listen to what I say with such joy and intensity, you know, fully alert. You know. Like yesterday she said she was very tired. You know, so she thought, sure cannot pay attention. The moment I start that don't know what talk, I forgot already. She was there listening like anything. I think the one with the man one. The go back to the source one. That one. So it's like that one. When you already have the faith, sadha virya, then you have the silent mind. You take in very fast one. Understand? That is what sati is. Then you know how to silent and stabilize, then really silent. Then she felt that silent. Then with that silent, no thought, wow, everything like suddenly go in. Where they have actually listened to the talk, attended the Thursday class. So slowly, slowly, the view has been straightened. Then when the view straightened, they know how to listen. Then last time, all the different type of wrong view all start to straighten out. Then no more like no more of those to block them, understand? You cannot open up your mind because you are conditioned into certain understanding. So it takes you a long time to give up that understanding, to listen to a new understanding, understand? And this new understanding is someone not written in a book, not spoken by monk. That's why it's so difficult to drop the idea and follow something you totally no confidence, understand? Until recently, only last 2-3 years or for some, I think it's about last year or what, they start to have confidence. Because a lot of people benefited from it. A lot of people able to develop it and transform. And then they are able to do it. That's why people now have confidence. Otherwise, if let's say 3-4 years ago, nobody really can have the faith on. Because this is so new, this topic. And it was never spoken like that. Now I can go in deeper because Most of you have already developed some base. Then there are some who are very advanced. They can understand. So that's why all this condition now. Then those up there also want to listen to this. We have waited very long. So just now May came and talked to me the session before this. She wanted to ask questions, you remember? Before Mi Feng, she passed the mic to Mi Feng. Then after that, didn't ask questions. Then she go out, she tell me she was in joy, you know, a lot of joy. I said, Sahadeva is there. He said, well, dear, just now up there, ask me not to ask. Listen, listen, very important. So, they are all up there. Understand? And they know it's so important, no? Only living being. Wow. Very, very interesting. Didn't really listen. You have a... very good. Oh, same teacher. Okay. Never mind, let Padmasuri share with you.
I went through a retreat with Pate Nyamnaransi last 2 years. Then, I think first 2 days, Brother Teo also saw me walking, you know, with the hand here. And then this morning, I went down and walked around the temple. Suddenly, I see the mind and the body together, and then I see my eyes straight, and then the whole picture, and then it sort of switched.
Correct, yeah. Then you the awareness switch, depending on what sensor. Suddenly, the very loud insect sound or what, tweeting and all things, all of a sudden, aware there. Then, aware here.
You just have to let go whatever you have learned.
You let go everything. Very good. Oh, sudden.
I let go. I put down my hands. I just walk, relax.
Very good.
I got it this morning because now, I walk around the temple there.
Now we learn a new word. I want to use this word. Very good. Let go of everything you learn. Right, big one. Zen one, empty cup. Before tissue now. Let go. Of all you have learned. Yes. I pass the mic. Understand or not? Jui.
let me explain, because all the while when I notice people walking, their hands are behind. Okay, so that one, you got your mindfulness or whatever, but it's the body and feet as one, you know. Whereas Brother Steele is saying the mind and body as one, sorry,
the mind, whole awareness.
Mind and feet as one. Then
the whole awareness.
The mind and the body as one.
Yeah.
But your mind wasn't.
Wait, Jui. Just now you were around when we started. Walk naturally, not like that swing. No, listen. Walk naturally, relax, and silent. Can you do that? You so many questions, how can you be silent? You see so many things, how can you be silent? It's the same. No, Jui, it's the same. I ask you one question. As you walk, got thought or not? Then you enlightened already. I tell you, 100% you sure got thought on. Based on what you say, you sure got thought on. No, I'm not saying things to kick you. You perceive anything or not? When you walk, there is no word, no thought, no label go into your head. Not you label, anything go into your head or not? Then how can you see in front? No. While you're walking, how do you know you are walking? Okay, now walk. See, got thought or not? You're thinking already. Thinking already. You can know on the brain. Wait, the brain here, the tension. I can see.
But I didn't
even
know that I'm thinking.
Because you're hardly aware. Understand? You are trying to walk without thought. Understand? You are trying to walk without thought. And you
precondition yourself, say, I got no thought, but I see your brain here tightened. Understand?
Excuse me, Brother Chiu.
Yes.
I want to share this one because this morning after lunch, I was free then. They are cleaning the floor, so I go downstairs again. I just walk around, just one round. Without the intention of doing even the meditation.
Very good. Just walk. Relax and naturally
as you walk. The momentum, just look and see.
Yes.
Until the last part. I come back here, then I realize that I should be doing this way instead of in the meditation hall.
Very
and
stressful.
Trying to do the walking.
Very stressful. That one, very relaxed, like, because you are in a retreat, you got no worldly thing to think. That's why she finds that she's very peaceful, very relaxed, and she should be doing that type of walking.
Instead of trying to do...
Correct, because the thought is forcing...
The fact that you are trying to do it, you are still stretching yourself.
Correct, right? Torturing yourself. Very tense out.
I have to breathe, I have to...
See? Yeah, all thought. Your personal experience. It's very true. That's why now they tell you real experience.
I have nothing to worry about. It's not a matter of worrying.
You cannot see... Wait, Chui. Listen. When you cannot see with awareness, you will talk like that on. I already told you, swimming. You don't go down and swim. You don't experience flotation. You keep on saying, swimming, like that one lah. Hey, like that not swimming ah. You cannot understand. But when you can float already, no need words. Yeah, really. My body can float. I just don't have to do anything. Completely let go of the body. It sink first. Then buoyancy push it up. Then you realize that floating. That is awareness. That is not awareness, but like awareness. When you experience what awareness is, then you will know what that thing is. Then you know how to describe like them. You think I favor them? I don't know them or not. I know you longer than them. No? Understand? No? Like she, first time, I don't know her. Then even Pamasuri also quite new. You many years long. Understand? No? So don't worry. Slowly, be patient. When you walk, okay, now I read to you the meditation purpose and intent, then remind you what I wrote. Page 1, then you understand. That's why I say you all, most of you didn't read. What did I write there, page 1? Oh, that one is okay. Wait, to train ourselves during meditation to develop a stable daily mindfulness, okay? Silent mind with inner awareness, leading to heedfulness. The second one. The first one is to explain to you the importance of heedfulness, understand? To realize the noble teaching of the Buddha, we are sincerely cultivate the much needed heedfulness, as advised by Buddha under Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. So that one is very clear. That one is the first intent, which is the major one. But to do that, you need to train. That's why the second one, train ourselves during meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness. And what is that? Silent mind with inner awareness before the knowing, understand? Not? Leading to what? Heedfulness. You use that to cultivate noble effort, it becomes heedfulness from the moment we commence our trip. To diligently maintain noble silence of mind and speech during the retreat as a sign of clear comprehension. That one we have done. Then learn to be at ease. This one. Understand? No? Then naturally relax. Understand? No? At ease means what? Not subject to any tension. Not forcing yourself to do something. Understand? No? Just relax and be your normal self. Understand? No? That's why I say, learn to be at ease. Means no pressure, nothing. Not subject to anything like want to be, want to practice very hard, want to, forget about it. Understand? No? The intention and the determination can be made before you come. Understand? No? Like you got virya, you want to do. But when you are here doing, forget about all those things. Understand? No? Just naturally at ease. Body and mind relax at ease. Understand? No? not subject to any pressure or tension. Then what you do? Yeah? Aware via heedfulness most of the time. Just aware, understand or not? After you silent, relax, you just aware. Then do it naturally, understand or not? Always move, speak, and act naturally. The key word is naturally. Don't force yourself, understand or not? Don't become like a zombie or what, understand or not? Like put in certain posture, try to be mindful. Like our sister, what her name? Very stressful, isn't it? Then you go for a relaxed walk without anything. You find it so peaceful, so silent, and so natural. And that is the walking meditation, isn't it? And you don't believe me, after you walk for a while, you come back, your breathing become different. Isn't it? Then when you bow, the continuity of mindfulness, you start to experience, I tell you. Because I every time do, I every time know one. And I can do it very easily. So if you do that, you go and try, you will come to know. Then the fourth one is the best. With the stable daily mindfulness or awareness, use it to cultivate one. Huh? Noble Eightfold Path via constant creative contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths. Leading to the perfection of the Noble Eightfold Path factor of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right living, right effort, right mindfulness, and right samadhi, so that you are incapable of any evil whenever you are heedful. That's what we did, isn't it? Correct or not? We go through the Noble Eightfold Path factor, understand or not? You can only do that when you're aware and heedful, understand or not? So this is what you have to do. And yesterday we went into this. Then right mindfulness and right samadhi. Oh, sorry, they won't finish. Then to maintain this heedfulness or apamada training throughout the day, when you stabilize in the retreat, you just silent. If you are lucky, there is condition, you will insight into the three characteristics of nature. Then you will pass through the what they call momentary cessation to realize the wisdom needed to liberate your mind, leading to cessation of forming mind as taught by the Buddha. And this is the important one, understand not? Then number five is to remind you to diligently develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma, which I have covered almost all. So, you look back, everything here is about silent mind, understand not? Relax, at ease, natural. Don't try to force the breathing. Don't try to do the funny type of walking. Just walk naturally, body and mind as one. The moment you are silent, like me for now, no, you are already aware. So no need to try to be silent. And the most funny thing is what? You want to learn to be mindful. Understand? I find it very funny. Why are you learning to be mindful? Where you think you are not mindful? Correct or not? Very logical. I'm not mindful, I need to learn. But what is there to learn? The moment you are silent, you are already mindful. Means the awareness is already there. Your true mind, your inner nature is already there. Because the thoughts stir, that's why you come out and you lost yourself. Like that day I show you. You think you are the five angry or form of mind. You think that form of mind is you. Understand? You don't know there's another nature inside. And that nature is ever mindful, aware, truly aware, no thought, nothing one, nothing to cloud on, ever shining. Then you say, are you, I'm not mindful. You're not mindful, you're lost in thought. So, mindfulness actually no need to learn one. The moment the hindrance is gone, you are already mindful. The spiritual faculty has the mindfulness. And mindfulness is always aware, no thought. So the moment you are silent, you already aware. So you actually technically train to be silent more and more. That's why meditation, the third way is what? Third way is what? Silent your mind. This is the real meditation. No doing. The moment you do, you get caught already. That's not all. When you silent means what? All the stirring, all the evil root, they will slowly slow down, dissipate and cease. And then you return to your original state of mind. And this is your true awareness. That's not all. If your mind does not have defilement, does not have wrong thought, does not stir, is already aware. Understand? Or? Can follow that? It's okay, actually. A lot of people can't even have a chance to sit this paper. Understand? Because they don't even know what sati is. at least you know you try to sit the paper, then there is a chance. Huh? And I said, if people don't even know that this is a tea, they go and sit the wrong paper. And I said, huh? They sit the thought-based paper. And I said, huh? Then sit until eternity also cannot understand what is a tea. And I said, huh? But the moment you do it and you got it, you understand. And I said, a lot of those who do thought-based on, in the retreat, sometimes they experience. I don't deny that. But they slow everything down. And I said, oh. Then no need to do anything. Food or dana. And everything taken care of. So every day is like very quiet, very relaxed, very silent. So if they know how to really relax and silent, they don't force themselves like Ananda, there is a possibility that after a while, they will experience that silence. Yeah. Then if they can relate to that silence, then they understand what is sati. But if they cannot relate, they think that one, the slow walking one, like that is sati. Then they are caught in the concept and the idea of sati. This one, daily life, cannot. You come out fast, he cannot mindful already. Understand? Yeah, before. Yeah. 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 Yes.
In last year's retreat, I think Suyan and me were attending the night talk. Actually, the Siador was talking about no thought. And he repeated that many times.
Yeah, no thought. Silent. No thought means no labeling, no nothing. Just do. And no one to do. Just the form and mind walk. The awareness behind aware. Finish. Understand? The awareness is connected to the nature through your heart. And the essence of mind is always there. Like middle of the night. Who knows there is no noise, silent. Silent means no sense data. What is the thing that knows silent? No hearing consciousness, nothing. Not a condition arising thing. Understand? Means it's unconditioned, but there is awareness of silence. No? Who is that? There is your true mind. No? There is your essence of mind. The moment that mind come out, that silence is gone, then it perceive already. No? It ping already. Understand? No? That's why when you meditate, it's just like you. The very close energy is the silence. In the middle of the night, you suddenly like feel that silence. No? We have the vibration all at night. Slow down. Especially those who study at night, they will feel that silence. They're very easy to study. Your awareness also same one. When your thought or like the nature's vibration at night very quiet, no traffic, nothing, you feel very quiet. It's that meditation. When everybody talking, moving, you know you are not quiet. But everybody start to sit like morning. Then you suddenly feel, all of a sudden you sink into a quiet, tranquil state of mind. That is the beginning of silence. Then you can do it until there is a shift of consciousness. It will sink deeper and deeper and deeper and more silent. Until suddenly that nature come out. No sound, bang, stop everything. Then the stillness, fully aware. That is the real one. Can. Mimi has the experience.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. Actually, this start from last night. After we have a chanting session here, and I went back to the room. I think my two roommates find that I'm a bit funny. Because the moment I was very mindful, I walked back to the room, I opened the door, all the way is with mindfulness. And I brushed my teeth also, I was very mindful, because I also can see the difference. I want to brush it faster, slower, I was totally aware of it. Then the strange part is the body of mine. Normally we go back to the room, the three of us would like to talk a little bit, but this time the inner nature of me tell me that after finishing the cleaning up, I actually went straight to the bed. And I was doing I was doing lying down meditation. So I lie down and I was in a very relaxed state of mind. And this time, the thing that I felt is, I try to use words to express it. I don't know whether I can express it to the way that I actually feel.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I felt that my whole body was in stillness. And the thing is, I can feel there's a type of force or energy or whatever, I don't know what words to use. You see, from here, it goes to the heart area. And from the hand area, it goes to the heart area. And from the head, it goes to the heart area. So this thing was there, and I can see the connection of the heart area and the lotus point. It was there. And then I can experience that this consciousness is trapped within this body, and my this body is like a dead body. I actually experience something like a body that is no consciousness, is dead. I cannot move my body, like it's just a vegetable. I don't know how long I'm in that state, because I didn't see the time. So I was there, then Sankara is still there, and the thought of death came in. I tell myself, never mind. Then I realized that understanding of fearlessness. Then I just let it be. If I die, die lah. Never mind lah.
That
so
one
I was very
important.
Let go.
That one was very important.
I was like really.
No, you trust. You just trust.
I trust.
Whatever so, will be, will be.
Yes.
Your fear is the movement of thought. That project. What happens if I die? What happens if I paralyze? That one is movement of thought. The moment you trust, thought loses power.
Because this is the second time I'm going through this. The first time I failed because of the fear. I haven't read my view. I was like,
come on.
Okay? So this time I tell myself, the trust, yes, the right word is trust. So I actually don't know how long I'm in that state. So I just let it be. So then after that, then I can suddenly feel there's a shift of energy that went into this center point. It is a, like a suction of energy that went in.
Draw in.
Then after that, I beginning to have some, I can feel my body again. Then I think, I don't know what time I woke up also. Then I try to move my hand and leg. I say, hey, can move one, you know. Then I woke up very mindfully.
You become conscious again.
Yes.
After the conscious went in, you become conscious.
Yes.
Because what you explain is very good. But next time, continue to relax so that this energy can go into your gateway. And so she used the word lotus. Actually, it's the gateway. Yeah. So what happened is, all the area of consciousness, this energy from here, you say melt down, there melt down, everything melt down. Finally, it will happen like that one. When you are near to enlightenment, it will happen like that one. Then before cessation, also like that one. But you need to relax and allow that all this energy that you have developed to melt inside that gateway. The moment it melts, even though now you got less or yin yang because you have developed from your past practice and this life, you have certain amount of wisdom, but there is still a little bit of yin yang imbalance. So this one need to go through the gateway to melt. When it melt, it become pure energy. Understand? And then the internal opening of that chakra is the real one. But very likely, it could be when that state happened, your consciousness got no control of your body because it wants to return already, understand? So all go to the heart. So the brain there cannot connect, cannot control your whatever, understand? Where the brain is like the CPU, understand? Everything from there, the spinal cord give all the mental signal, understand, to respond. So after this one, you say the energy like zoom inside, actually it flow out back again, understand? then all the area of consciousness split out again. And then that time you can become conscious, you wake up, then you can move your hand, everything. Understand?
Actually, before the thing returned, I can feel a lot of sensation around my body.
Yeah, that one is your awareness.
Especially I can feel the pulsation. From here, very clear.
Yeah.
I think from up the backbone here, going up, Actually, the heart, I can feel the heart. But this is very, very clear, the sensation.
But after that, did you fart a lot?
In fact, this few days, I've been having that already.
You sure fart a lot because some amount has gone in.
Then this
if you really relax further, deeper, if most of it go in, and I tell you, even while you sleep, your roommate over here one like what they call non-stop farting one, like machine gun one, and one shot can be 100, 200 like that come on. You don't really don't believe, but no smell one, don't worry. Pure energy, pure gas. But it's a byproduct. It cleans the system. That pure energy cleans it. Then after that, you're very healthy, I tell you. Because I went through, I know. Mimi is different because she also got very strong affinity with Manjushri, the Uthai San trip. Those who went with us, they know. That's why when, after that trip, she connect back. Then she can move very fast. So all this is what you have cultivated before. That's why whatever you have cultivated, when you connect, you inherit back. That's why all the mudra of karma is because he got affinity with those bodhisattvas. She got four types of mudra, all the four great bodhisattvas. Guan Xing, Pu Xian, Wen Su, and the other one.
Manjushri.
Oh, that one is Wen Su already. Three only, or another one.
The Birujana for.
Birujana for. Means medicine Buddha. Oh, the Zhongjian one. Oh, yeah, that one. That mudra also came out.
Because I go and ask him, who are you? If can you manifest to me that time? I don't know who is you. So.
Oh, no wonder the mudra came.
The mudra came, actually. So I asked for forgiveness. So coming back to the this morning meditation, so I was again in that state. Then there was still sankhara, so I just look at it and I know why they are still there. So I didn't...
you just let it be.
Yes.
Finally, when the time come, it will slow down. Slow down, slow down, slow down, until suddenly like I say, tung, no sound. Then all the sankhara stop. Then you are with your true nature, true mind. At that time, you very far, so you can perceive it. Oh, everything you can perceive, like you are one with everything.
This is the part I want to share. So I was having the sankhara. Then if I just take note and I know what they are, so I don't give them any mental energy. Then after that, I was there's a shift of consciousness.
Suddenly, like you go into another very quiet type of stillness consciousness, suddenly.
So when there's a shift of consciousness, there again, this kind of energy enter my heart again. So as it enter, then suddenly I felt the whole area here, this is what you call the sound of silence. It was
so still, very still.
I can actually perceive every single movement if I want to put my mind into it.
Even the ant crawling far away, you can hear them.
So
during that time when I was sleeping, like that one, the ant or crawling, maybe 10 meters away. You want to hear, you can hear. Then not only that, after that, the distant, very, very distant vibration.
Yes.
You want to hear, you will know, you will hear. Then it's just away, come back. Then the whole thing is very different. Then after you come out of that, you are totally different.
Yes.
No, this is nothing to do with psychic. This is no magic one. It's awareness. It's just aware. Keep ability to aware, not remind, not fly, not levitate, nothing. It's just awareness. Because when you have that ability to connect to that nature, it becomes the oneness nature. That essence of mind is like one with everything. That you are fully connected, no? Means the awareness is connected, no? The thought don't interfere, no? That's why you can understand and know a lot of things, no? All of nature's phenomena. And then after that come out, not long, all the Dhamma you contemplate, all the Dhamma you read, you understand, no? No need people teach you, no? That is the power of that experience. It's like that Dhamma door open already. Very clear. Then after that, a lot of things happen. You have to go through. Then you understand. But now don't try to understand. Whatever you hear, have an open mind and just let things be. Understand now? When the time comes, you will connect. Because this retreat is meant to be special. Certain people are supposed to receive certain things. Like her case is, I think there are beings that is helping her too. Then also that type of energy that comes. Because when I travel during the early days, I also receive this type of energy. But different place, different one. That's why when I went to China, my affinity is with China. Wow, the Wu Tai San, the Pu Tao San, especially Guan Yin, Pu Tao San. Then Jiu Hua San, these three. When I was there, that time I don't need Dhamma already. But meant to be, understand? They still give me their energy, understand? Because I can draw. Because I'm very sensitive, I can draw. Then when I draw, it's like giving me another type of understanding. You know? It's their perfection, their wisdom. You can learn, understand? Guan Yin one, whatever you can receive, you can learn. So because of that, I realized after all this spiritual trip, my nature inside become very different. No? Keep on changing. No? Then I keep on understanding new things. That I never learned this life. Then the funny thing is, all this, I don't know them. The condition just arise. Then I know, because I can feel the condition. Then I will go, I will travel. Then I will go. Like next year is Ermei San. That was the last Bodhisattva I did. Oh, this year. Wow, oh, very fast this year. We planned last year. This year, yeah. This year, November, we are going to Ermei San. So all this, if you have affinity, somehow you will make it. Then you will connect on. And when you connect, it's very different. Very beautiful. Of course, they shed tears. like Mimi Utaisan and Joyce Thailand, Thailand, the Longpo Thongbai, the doctor. then many other. Longpo Thong, sorry, not Thongbai. Thongbai is what Na Long. sorry. Okay, you meditate. Half an hour left. sorry.
Brother, I still got
three
realizations I want to share.
Okay, continue. Thank you.
You see, after that, I have one very profound realization is I realize thought will not give up to delude human beings or we, sentient beings. They will come in all angles. They will try all areas to have them in, to make us their slave. That's one realization I have. The other one is when I look at the wind charmer, I actually can see the direct seeing, because when I look at it, just seeing with no concept is so beautiful. Then straight away I can see the concept comes into it, then I call it a wind charmer. So this way I can see how actually consciousness have all these things on us. Then
good.
The last one, I was standing at the hill tip, having a bird eye view of all the trees, the buildings, the cars, and human beings. This realization come to me, correct me if I'm wrong, this is my little realization as I contemplate. Human beings with delusions are always egoic and selfish. the thought is always selfish. That's why that makes a difference between a person that is deluded and a person that is enlightened. Whatever they do, there's no selfishness. It's only love and compassion.
Yeah, correct.
Thank you. Very good.
Sadhu. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why you can come to understand all this. No need to worry. Then the time comes when you have the heedfulness, the spiritual faculty, you will connect. Then after that, you will inherit whatever you cultivate. Then you will move on your own. That's why all this, this is part of nature's law. It's not something like magical or historical. No, normal. Okay, I think you meditate for about 1 hour. 1 hour, 4:30, I will come and ring the bell. Then we still got 1 more hour. Oh, no dinner, 8 precept. 5 precept go for dinner. So 5:30 you go for dinner. The 8 precept can do what you want. Meditate or whatever. or they have volunteer to clean floor. Mindfully. Sorry. I must do the transfer marriage, sharing marriage. Otherwise, they will be giving sign again. Okay, we will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Okay, let's recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have done since the retreat started until now. Every day, our Dhamma sharing, our meditation, how we keep our precept, how we develop the meditation retreat training of the mind, and how we rejoice, how we straighten our views, and how we make offering to the Triple Gem, and how we pay our respect to the Triple Gem, together with all the service that we have provided in whatever role that we play, your duty roster, other things, and your generosity to donate to many of the lunch, dinner, and breakfast. So we rejoice first. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So may all these merits be shared with all, and for those who can receive, we even transfer to them. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata ca bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Ittavata ca ammehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice. May it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to the departed one and those who can receive them. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyati nang ho tu sugita hontu nyatayo. Let this merits accrue to departed relatives and those who can receive them, and may they all do be well and happy always. Okay, now we just go to the aspiration. Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo tang samagamo ho tu Yava Nivana Patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we now follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now you pay respect, then you do your meditation.